Hello, welcome back. It is My Mate Bought a Toaster. On the show this week, I'm going to be chatting to Toby Tarrant. He buys a T-shirt folder. It is, without a doubt, the greatest purchase I've ever seen on the show. There is a link to that very product on the episode description today, along with all sorts of other things, including Toby Tarrant's Edinburgh show. If you get a chance, check us out on patreon.com/toasterpod. You can listen to shows in advance with no adverts. And of course, please, 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 if you get a moment, any form of review, as long as it's positive and indeed glowing, really helps me to get the pod out there to other people. So give us a hand if you can. Take a moment to write a review on your Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. It is a really, really massive help. Enjoy the ep. I really, really loved recording this one. Toby Tarrant is a joy with a very infectious laugh. Enjoy.
Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. But don't pass talking to these funny people. He's asking what they're buying in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please?
It's My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Oh, it's My Mate
Bought a Toaster.
Yeah, yeah, it's My Mate
Bought a Toaster.
Toaster for my love, thank God, toaster.
Hello, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Well done, great choice. Thanks very much for dropping by and lending us your ears. And indeed, if you're fancy pants and you've got the internet, your eyeballs as well. Great to see you. It's Tom Price here, as ever. And my guest this week, I thought what I'd do is find a man of ginger origins who works on the radio, because it's always important that there's diversity on a podcast. So there's two of us this week. Please welcome to the show from, of course, Radio X. It is Toby Tarrant. Hello, Toby Tarrant.
Hello, Tom Price. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm okay. Now, the elephant in our digital room that we need to address straight off the bat is that we're currently recording this in May 2026, the day after Arsenal won the Premier League. So we're both Liverpool fans. We're both depressed. We started recording this in September 2025, didn't we, Toby?
We did. I originally was due to join this magnificent podcast to promote Radio X's 10th anniversary gig that we were putting on. That's now been and gone, so you can't get tickets to that. We had a fantastic night, and I think now we're probably nearer to Radio X turning 11 than, than 10.
Radio X is off to secondary school very soon. Yes. But look, excitingly, I mean, the reason you're coming to do this, obviously, is because it's a very Moorish podcast and you really, you know, you need the exposure. But more excitingly, and we will talk about this later on, but you are preparing to launch the stand-up element of TobyTarrant.com, aren't you?
Yes. And because what the world needs more of is two middle-class white blokes on a podcast thinking they're funny. And middle-class white blokes, you know, having a midlife crisis and doing stand-up comedy because they think they're funny. That I just feel like there's such a chasm in the world of that. It's just nice to finally see a middle-class white guy get a chance, you know?
We just need to know what are entitled men thinking, and that is what we're available to do. Luckily, though, Toby and I are incredibly self-deprecating, so we will be middle-class entitled and privileged, but we'll be really self-loathing with it as well, which might be charming, maybe. We'll see.
Yes, we'll find out, won't we?
Look, the first thing you bought, we're going back to 2018.
Should we explain why this started in September?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you, mate. Thank you for holding on. Thank you for holding on to the strand of a thought. So we started in September, and you were coming to us celebrating the 10th anniversary of, I would say, the last time that Radio X bought any Wi-Fi routers, because the internet from your radio station was disappointing, wasn't it?
Yes, considering we're meant to be like, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world, and God knows how much money pours through that building that I work in every single day, and yet we tried to do this podcast on the Wi-Fi in the building, and it just kept cutting out. Now I'm in my flat in Clapham with a dodgy router, and so far, so good.
It seems great.
It's so lovely to be doing this podcast, but genuinely as well, the PR team came to me before Radio X's 10th birthday and they said, right, we're going to get you on loads of stuff to promote this Radio X 10th birthday gig. We're talking the one show, Sunday brunch, you know, all the big hitters. And they managed to line up was the podcast My Mate Bought a Toaster with you, who I know well anyway. I went, well, I think I could have fucking organised that.
but I love it.
Well, there's nowhere else I'd. Who needs the Graham Norton show? Not me.
One show. We'll get you on a sofa. It'll be your own sofa.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so the internet kept cutting out. And then, well, then we should also explain why you had to cancel on me last time, if you're happy to talk about this.
Yeah, I'm always happy. You know me, absolutely no boundaries. I picked myself up an absolutely gorgeous UTI. And quite unusual for men to get them. I think it's because I'm run down. I don't know what's going on. I don't think it's because of any sexual expeditions that I've been on. Mm. And then, Toby, do you want to know part two to this story? Shall I tell you what happened the other day?
Yeah.
But we will get onto your shopping history for the last 5 minutes of the show. I had a PSA test, which is a very important thing for men to do, of course, as they get to a certain age, testing out for prostate cancer. And the numbers came back high. And I was at the Chelsea Flower Show on the Posh Fancy Pants press day. And my extremely, how can I put this, neurodiverse doctor, whose tone does not change over the course of a sentence, told me that I had a worryingly high PSA test and I needed to come in as quickly as possible for a rectal examination. This was 2 days ago, whilst surrounded by Alan Titchmarsh, His Majesty King Charles III, Aisling B, all on the same level, just wandering past me whilst on the phone going, sorry, I need to go and get fingered in the bum. All right, cheers. Yeah.
didn't our dear king and leader have prostate cancer?
Yes.
So that, would have been that sure could have been a nice inn.
Quite literally. I'm not sure that he's ever officially confirmed what the cancer is. It's a sort of cancery pin the tail on the donkey vibe going on there.
If it is the prostate, and it is very important for men to get checked, but if it was prostate cancer, it is mad. There's a guy out there who's put his finger up King Charles's bottom.
I know.
That's a mad
Yes, gig. I know. To be the monarch's doctor. Imagine every time you get money, every time you look at a stamp, you think,
Yeah. You think I've put my finger up there. I've put my finger up all the royals.
I think this is exactly the level we wanted. Anyway, for those of you who care, and Toby, thanks for your concern. I can hear it oozing off you. I think it's fine. I think the reason I had a high number is because if you get a PSA test when you've had a UTI, it gives you a high number. We're not here to talk about my medical situation, which is fine. We're here to talk about your Amazon shopping history. It's taken us 6 months and we still haven't got anywhere near it yet.
Sorry. So it is, I'm sure every guest says this, but it is mental that people just give you their login details and you just log into their Amazon. That is mad.
Whenever I do log on to people's Amazon accounts, there's usually lots of passcodes and one-time passwords and all these sorts of things that I have to do. Hmm. And yours is the lowest levels of security
I've ever. Did my Amazon account just legs akimbo, have at it?
Absolutely. Yeah. The full examination. I'm rooting around to check out the size of your shopping history. We start off, as all radio presenters must, March 2018, the Alan Partridge Nomad. You've got yourself an audiobook. It's a strong start. It's helping us to define our voices as broadcasters, right?
Yeah. Well, every single radio presenter has consumed everything Alan Partridge has ever done. Because I've always said this, he must have spent a bit of time around proper radio stations and local radio stations, because there's little nuances that he does that only radio people, I think, would understand.
Go on.
And yeah, just, you know, just the way that the little mannerisms coming in and out of songs, and, you know, the way he behaves in the studio and the way that he throws forward and stuff. I'm like, he obviously either is a big radio geek or he spent time around radio. But that is interestingly, so that is just before I ran the London Marathon, I think, 2018.
Okay.
And I tried everything. Well, I hate running and I've never done it since the marathon. I hated it. But when I had to go on these bloody long training runs, I tried all this music that's meant to pump you up and distract you.
It's just so boring. It just goes on forever.
It's so boring. And nothing. And everyone was going, oh, you know, try my playlist. You should listen to this. You should listen to this. And the only thing I found that worked was the Alan Partridge audio book. So I looked insane. So 6'5" bloke laughing my head off. Imagine seeing a 6'5" man running towards you laughing. It's absolutely horrific.
I've never got over that with the rise of comedy podcasts, such as the hilarious podcast that you're absolutely in right now, where you see people sitting on the tube or on transport, or whatever, laughing. And I've never got over that. And every time it happens, because I think there's a human instinct when someone laughs, and I had this at school, if someone else is giggling, I had the compulsion to know what's funny is like a magnet to me. Mm.
Yeah.
I would stop you. If I saw you running, I would stop you and say, sorry, mate, what are you laughing at?
What's so funny? And I'd go, you've got to listen to the new Alan Partridge audiobook. Yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah. Or you, because I'm a laugher on the tube. I'll be listening to something that makes me laugh. And you forget you're laughing. And then somebody looks up and you make eye contact on the tube, which is an uncomfortable experience the best time. You're just smiling at them, like that horror film Smile, except yeah, I'm listening to Alan Partridge Nomad.
Listening to And Becoming.
Yes.
Fine. So we start with Partridge, which feels like a fairly not obvious, but certainly that makes sense as you know, it's just what everyone loves Partridge, especially people in the radio, especially people in comedy. Yeah. We go into 2019 now. You've got your ankle support. So the marathon, this is August 2019. The precision training neoprene. Oh, and by the way, Audible Premium Plus, £8 a month, I'm seeing flying out of your account. I'm just
looking at, so I obviously play, for, I don't even know what that is. I mean, do you know what? I went into my bank once and I met with the bank manager lady. And she went through my direct debits with me. Honestly, that's more personal than going through. I found out I've been paying for two phones for about 5 years.
Yeah. No, you hadn't.
I'm so useless. And then the most,
are you joking?
The most childish one, she was like, what's this £1.49 a month? And I was like, oh, I think that's a cricket game that I used to play on my iPhone. She was like, okay, do you still play it? No. I've been paying £1.49 for about 10 years. I was like, I'm useless.
Toby.
I know. So I don't
know.
Oh my
God, I feel like we should be doing that instead. How much do you reckon she saved you when she went through your account?
A lot. I mean, a fortune. But she obviously, Audible Premium Plus obviously slipped through the net. I don't think I've used that since I downloaded Nomad. I'm paying $7.99 a month. It's probably gone up as well, probably. Knowing these things.
This is the thing. The Audible thing as well, you build up credits and then it's so tedious. But once you've got to about 5 credits, audiobooks are so long. I never listen to a whole, I think I've listened to a whole audiobook 3 times in my life because they're like 26 hours long. It just doesn't happen.
I get bored. I've done Barack Obama's because it's about 600 pages and I wasn't reading that. I tried doing Tyson Fury's one. I can only listen to them if the person who wrote the book is doing them because Jake Wood from EastEnders did Tyson Fury's and I can't get into it because he talks in the first person. So he's like, I landed a right hook on Deontay Wilder. And I was like, no, you didn't. You're Jake Wood from EastEnders. You did no such thing. So I can't get into them. But
also, I love the way Tyson Fury talks. I love his accent, but also he's got such a delicate way of speaking, hasn't he? It's almost slightly camp the way he talks, isn't it?
Yes, that's a good point, actually. Yes.
It's a little bit camp.
Yeah, and he's got a little bit of a speech impediment as well. And Jake Wood didn't do that justice, I didn't think.
You mean Jake Wood didn't do an impression mocking giant?
Well, Stephen Fry used to do all the voices in Harry Potter. Jake Wood could have at least tried.
Step up, Wood. Step up. All right, so you've got your ankle support here. Yeah. You've also got, this is so niche, 200 milliliter air duster with straw. This is one of those sort of like a deodorant for your keyboard where you blow out the dust from your keyboard.
Yeah, so I think I did. I got a dusty keyboard. Rather than, you know, I'm trying to save money, as you can tell. I decided that it needed a spray. I don't know where that stuff is, but already this is must be the most boring list you've ever had. Ankle support. Spray for your laptop.
But this is great because this is the, Toby, you're a chaotic, very funny man with thoughts flying everywhere. But these are the administrative droppings that we can go through. We see the real you making contact with reality, buying a straw, buying an ankle support, and we can start to build. Do you know what I mean? We can actually begin to understand what's happening behind the madness. It's deep therapy, this show. Don't think it is, actually.
It's you know, people hear my radio show and they think, wow, he must be a fun, zany, wacky guy at all times. But the reality is, I've got a dusty keyboard and it needs addressing.
First clip of the show. La, 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 la. First clip. Do you know what I like to do every now and again? And this is quite an obscure hobby of mine. But sometimes I'll get a keyboard. It won't really work on my Apple one here, but I'll do it at work, right? Because at the radio station, the desks are disgusting. I mean, you're sharing yours with Moyles, presumably, so it must be absolutely filthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, if you flip, do it next time you're in, right? Flip a keyboard, bang it twice, and look at what comes out. It's horrific.
Yeah. I mean, Johnny Vaughan, who, when he he gets so much food over the, his mic muff gets dirtier than anyone else's I've ever seen in about 3 weeks. And it also Dominic Byrne, the newsreader on Chris Moore's show, sits in the same seat as Johnny. And the first thing he has to do every morning is wipe his screen down because of how much mess Johnny's made shouting. But my favourite ever story of that regard is that Toby Anstis once at Heart had eaten a flapjack.
This is the best story.
Do you know this?
This is a famous radio story.
Toby Anstis was once, and it's completely true, I've spoken to Toby about it, was once eating a flapjack. And as he was talking, the flapjack in his mouth fired out onto the screen and fired off the next song. So he panicked and just sat, apparently he just pushed himself away from the desk and put his hands in the air whilst people came running in to find out what had happened and fix his mistake. So yeah, a bit of flying.
Hopefully the song that he fired was Hall & Oates. That is good
nice
stuff.
Come on,
that is good
this
stuff.
This is it. This is why they,
do you know what I mean,
you come yeah? for on. Ankle support, you stay for stuff like notes. That for Hall & Oates. The I was once on Capital on the early breakfast show many, many years ago, but it's terrifyingly about 11 years ago now. And my mate came into the studio and I stood up to talk to him, and the cleaner was in the studio at the time. And next thing I know, the speakers in the studio, I just suddenly hear songs playing, jingles playing, links playing, adverts playing, all sorts just firing off. And I turn around and the guy hasn't realized it's a touch screen. And I think years he'd been wanting to wipe my screen, but I'd always been sat there and he saw an opportunity and he's just wiped it and he's pressed every single button on the station.
The obituary's going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you see a station the other day accidentally? Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, Radio Caroline.
At the time of recording, they announced that King Charles had died for 20 minutes. Yes. Now, I have pressed every wrong button there is to press in radio, but I've never pressed the King Charles is dead button.
No. That's unless they've got, I don't know, unless they've got exclusive intel.
But yeah,
I saw him and he's fine.
Yeah.
I know that I love it. When there's a radio mistake, it flies around the radio industry within about an hour.
It's so nerdy.
Wonderful. It's wonderful.
I was on air when Prince Philip died. And, and I mean, let's be honest, it wasn't a massive shock. I remember being sat at home watching him come out the hospital on the news a few days earlier. And my wife turned to me and she goes, how old is he? And I went, he's 99. And she goes, God, he looks terrible for 99. Which is a lovely line. He looks terrible. He looks every bit of 99 years old.
Do you think someone, when they're in their 90s, do you think they go to people? Do you think we'll do this when we're inevitably in our 90s? Although, Toby, we're tall men, so we don't live long.
No, we don't.
You very rarely see old tall men.
Yeah.
But do you think when we're in our 90s, we'll say things like, do I look old?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think we'll still have that validation requirement?
Like Dick Van Dyke's 100, isn't he? Will I be pointing at him when I'm 100 going, do I look as good as Dick Van Dyke looked at 100? I was on air when Prince Philip died and my producer came into studio and he went, it's happened. And I went, I thought this might be happening today. And obviously you'll know you have to frantically change all the playlist and start playing somber music and do a big breaking news bulletin and stuff. And there was about 30 seconds left on the song and he goes, right, we're going to have to do an obit. And he goes, have you got what song's coming up next? We can't play anything inappropriate. And my next song was going to be Royal Blood.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Good save. Luckily the Verve Sonnet dragged that in. That's our go-to sad song.
You know what though? You'd have gone viral. It would have been a good moment for you.
It could have been my big break.
Could have been the moment it all changed. All right. Look, elsewhere, in 2019, we have got a Rolling Stones t-shirt. We've got Ram Cricket Wallet, a premium leather cricket ball style wallet for £55 you've spent on this.
Made out of a genuine cricket ball. Well, if you look at the date there, October 7th, 2019, Dad's birthday, October 10th.
This is Chris Tarrant has entered the chat.
Chris Tarrant has entered the chat and he's wielding a cricket ball leather wallet, which I've not seen him use once.
Yeah, lovely. How is that have you done? So how is the cricket, because I know you love your cricket. Is that something you've inherited from Christopher Tarrant?
Completely. Dad's an absolute cricket nut. In fact, it's a weird one, like, because He's cricket is his favourite sport. Cricket and he loves fishing, and he loves.
Does he?
Yeah, he loves it. He still
does. Do you ever fish?
I used to. I really should. I miss it. Do you know what? I used to go fishing with Dad all the time, and I loved it. Dad goes fishing constantly. I haven't been in years now, but because I play football every Monday night for Crystal Palace, And then I play cricket all summer.
Mate, sorry, Toby, it's Palace, Crystal Palace.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. God. Oh, God. No, I wonder where we got funny looks. Do you know, we once got a bit, because we play in a proper league on a Monday night, and it gets a bit tasty sometimes. And at one point, my mate was having an argument with the oppo. And my mate turns around to the oppo and he goes, "Mate, just chill out. You're so immature." And the bloke goes, "You're called Crystal Phallus." And I was like, "You can't come back from that. You can't come back from that." But no, then, so cricket, my dad absolutely loves, and I'm an absolute cricket nerd. It's the one sport I've actually been quite good at in my life. I always wanted to be really good at football, but cricket was unfortunately the sexy sport. When you start, you know, hanging out with girls when you're 13, 14, 15, it's a real shame that my football wasn't better and my cricket was good, because there's not much more of an ick than a man in full cream.
Yeah, full cream saying, "Can I show you my outswinger?" It's not a sex. I think Greg James has done his best to bring it back.
Yeah,
but it's still not as sexy as I would imagine, because I've never been able to do this. Saying to a girl when you're 13 years old, "Look at my keepy uppies." Do you know what I mean? That's cool.
That's
cool beans.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think a lot of the women that I was trying to flirt with when I was about 14, 15, recognized that it's not all about hitting the stumps. A nice channel outside off stump is actually just as useful. And it's very hard to explain that to a woman, when you're 15.
Unbelievable. She's gone. That's another one who's walked off. Oh, something I'm doing wrong.
In fact, sometimes hitting the stumps, you're bowling too straight. Oh, she's gone. She's gone.
What's the purchase history of this jokester? Stay tuned for my mate bought a toaster.
So you're into your cricket, all thanks to Chris Tarrant. You're into your radio, all thanks to Chris Tarrant. Mm. It's almost like he's been something of an influence on you. It's got to be said.
No, I don't know.
Dad's definitely sent you in a certain direction. Because my dad was an economist and I hate money. So
yes. Well, I bet he doesn't spend $7.99 on Audible Premium.
No,
whatever.
Quite.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am very much my father's son. If you meet him and meet me, you'll realize we're very, very, well, basically childish. I also never noticed until I started doing radio that I do sound a bit like him.
It's the intonation. But it's the intonation. Sound. It's glorious.
I'm a bit deeper, but I put intonations on weird parts of sentences. So, like, he goes, "Oh, hello, Chris Tarrant here. Oh, welcome back to Who's Me, a Millionaire." And he does that sort of thing. And I do that. I notice, and I've had people say to me before, "Are you trying to sound like your dad?" I'm like, "Fuck no, that's the last thing I wanted." But yeah,
last thing. I've got to say, I accidentally started doing a Chris Tarrant impression when I was changing my elder son's nappy, because I'd often hold my nose when I was doing nappy, and that would sort of bring out a sort of hair. So I'd be chatting to Beth about stuff whilst doing my son's nappy, and she'd go, "You're Tarranting again." And now that's become a thing. If I was ever changing a nappy, no offense to your dad, but I would just go a little bit Chris Tarrant on the nappy change. Yeah. It's a lovely sound.
It's a nice, that's it, yeah. Has he A, shat himself, B?
Oh God, I love it. So look, elsewhere in 2020, so August 2020, times are tough, you're on your own, you're sitting there, you're waiting for the awful awful disease, the awful COVID to fall away and disappear. So you bought yourself a massage gun, deep tissue relaxation device, £76. What I love about these massage guns is that they are like machine guns set out to destroy you. And the first thing you see when you open them is the words, "This is not a sex toy. For the love of God, this is not a sex toy."
Yeah. But in lockdown, anything's a sex toy, really.
Well, that's true.
After a few lonely months. I mean, I should point out I was in lockdown with my lovely wife, but after a few lonely months, even the kettle started winking at me, I think. But that massage gun it's excruciating, but it is a sign of the times, because it does look like it could be quite, exciting and sexual, but actually I just produce it and look at my wife and go, "Would you?" And then she proceeds to, just batter
my back.
Where does she go?
Is it lower back vibes?
It's your hamstrings, it's your glutes, it's your lower
hammies.
Back. Your hammies.
Because your hamstrings are like the tent poles pulling down on your back. You've got to go in on the hammies.
Well, this is it. And I'm a man who suffers from back issues, as you probably are with your height as well. It's very rarely the lower back that's the problem. The lower back normally is where you feel problems elsewhere. And if you learn nothing else from this podcast, and I don't think you will, let it be.
You're not
be
learning
that.
Anything.
No, yeah. Let it be that. The lower back is where pain elsewhere displays itself.
Yes, yes. Are these sorts of I'm aging, because you're not actually aging, you're actually quite young, aren't you? What,
well,
are you,
34.
34. Oh, okay. I know, it's kicking in. Yeah, that's fine. That's good.
I'm 34 going on 70. So my wife's a little bit older than me, and when we first met, she said to me, she goes, just so you know, you're going to be really disappointed if you think, because you're, you know, going out with an older lady, that I'm going to be an amazing cook and clean. She's like, I'm pretty untidy and I'm a terrible cook. And I went, well, that's absolutely fine. It. And then we were going on our first holidays away to Oslo, and I slipped a disc at Gatwick Airport and got wheelchaired onto the flight and got wheelchaired off it. It was the most excruciating pain. And I said to her, you may have thought that going out of a younger man meant that you were going to have some sort of virile athletic sex god whilst you wheel me onto a plane. I slipped my disc getting some milk for my tea in Pret-a-Manger.
So is this the sort of thing when you're doing your stand-up now? Because as you are leaning in towards the stand-up thing, and obviously Edinburgh this August, you're going to be there at the Fringe. If you're going to Edinburgh, definitely go and see Toby Tarrant, just to get him to do the Chris Tarrant impression, really.
Yeah. I've just added about 10 minutes talking about my dad, and people bloody love it. Because, of course, that's very interesting, and I forget that sometimes. Tell you the one thing that fascinates me. I'm almost like, I need to work out what my favourite hour is, because I've probably written about 3 hours worth of stuff, because I think working in radio, as soon as I do one bit, I find it weird. What, I'm going to then do that again loads more times? Because in radio, you do it, and then it's tomorrow, it's a whole new day, and yesterday counts for nothing. Yeah. I was chatting to my mate this the other day, and I said, I find it so weird that I'm just going to go up there and do the same bit again. And my mate said he's seen people on the circuits doing the same bit they were doing 30 years ago every single night.
Were it not for changes in social attitudes, I would still be doing a lot of the same stuff. Okay, so 21st of September 2020, a 300-piece poker set. Are you a poker fan, Toby Tarrant?
I love poker. I love going to the casino, which makes it's funny. You can't say that about sounding like you've got a gambling problem, but I find
you love risking everything.
What I do is I look at it and I go, I could either spend $7.99 on Audible Premium, or I could put that on black. And so that's what I do. No, I really enjoy the thrill of playing blackjack and poker and stuff, but I don't have the patience. I'm not a patient man. So in terms of, I just get a bit distracted and a bit bored. So I can play poker seriously with my mates for about an hour and do all the, check, fold, and then eventually I'll go all in on like a two because I'm bored.
But I go mad. It's a bit like motorway driving. After an hour, I just turn the wheel and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Just to mix it up a bit. Exactly. it's very similar.
24th of February 2021, because the vibe I'm getting is chaotic, you know, diagnosed or otherwise ADHD. But look at this. You've bought the Box Legend t-shirt clothes folder. You've bought a t-shirt folder.
I tell you what. Now, there's a bit of kit. I'll tell you what. Do you know what? I lied earlier when I said that you'll only learn one thing from this podcast. You're about to learn two things from this podcast, because the Box Legend t-shirt clothes folder is honestly a piece of genius. I don't know.
Oh, my God. It's only 14 quid. Talk to me, because I get really cross about t-shirts in my cupboard because my wife often ends up just shoveling them in. I fold them neatly, but it takes ages. Yeah. I need a solution.
Watch a video of this in operation. So my wife's very quick and good at folding, and mine was always a bit messy. And then I saw this. You know how your phone definitely listens to you? My algorithm obviously was listening, because it threw up the t-shirt folder. You put the t-shirt on, you flip a few panels, and it just comes out in a perfect little square. It's honestly...
No, it doesn't.
It's genius.
Do you still use it?
Oh, every time I put the clothes away. That's the best $14.99 I've ever spent.
So I'm now watching a video of the t-shirt folder in action. Someone's put a white shirt down. They've just chucked it on the floor and the t-shirt folder is underneath it. So you're not even putting the t-shirt, you're not even putting the black plastic thing into the t-shirt. You just put the t-shirt on top of the black plastic thing. And because also a man of our position, Toby, the t-shirt is my uniform. Oh my.
Yes.
Oh my Lord. Oh my God. Oh no, stop it.
It's witchcraft.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You've seen the light, haven't you?
There's another one starting, and I don't think I'm ever going to start watching these. Obviously, it goes without saying, I will be putting an affiliate link for this product underneath today's episode.
It's the most remarkable bit of kit. I'll tell you that there's three things that have changed my life. right? That
Pippa, let's say Pippa.
Go oh on. Yeah, four things have changed my life. I'll tell you a mind-blowing bit of kit, and this to me is honestly more impressive than when we landed on the moon recently or whatever we did. The butter dish blows my mind. Tell you what's mad butter, about, well, you know, when you just put a block of butter in a little butter dish.
Yeah.
So yeah, but what's mad about the butter dish is no matter how hot or cold the outside room gets, I open up that butter dish, the butter is the same consistency. I don't know how it does it.
Le Creuset have changed the laws of thermodynamics.
They have. It's insane. It doesn't matter. It could be 50 degrees or 5 degrees outside. I open it. That butter's the only consistent thing in my life. And the sapoon.
Excuse me? What? Isn't that what's...
The sapoon.
What's a sapoon?
I know what you're thinking.
Oh, a spoon? Because a sapoon sounds like something from The Inbetweeners.
Yeah, it does. And it sounds, but honestly, you can keep your safe search off and Google it. The sapoon. I can't remember. I probably got it off Amazon. It's fantastic. What it is it's this rubbery spoon sort of thing has a little bit of flex, a little bit of bend in it. And what you can do is it gets out the last remaining bits from jars.
Oh.
So peanut butter and stuff.
Oh.
And it honestly, it pays for itself. Because you get probably an extra two slices of toast out of every single jar in your cupboard. And you add that up over the years, it was about £9, I'm going to say. So the sapoon, the butter dish, and my T-shirt folder are the three best bits of kit I've ever bought. And I
honestly,
love Pippa.
You don't need to listen to the Alan Partridge audiobook because this...
It's so Partridge.
This is so part. The sapoon has made a material difference to my life, to the lives of people around me. I've got to say,
it pays for itself.
It pays, Lynn. It pays for itself,
Lynn. It's an incredible bit of kit.
I've got to say, the sapoon sounds rude, but I'll look into that. Hannah Rose has written a review of the T-shirt folder, which I'm now. Can I say this is a series highlight in terms of things? In terms of, you know,
it's been a long
anecdotes.
Series, isn't it? It's been a slow series.
In terms of life anecdotes, this isn't great stuff. But in terms of pure product gold, we've hit it right now. This is right up there with the telescopic bog brush, which Angela Scanlon bought on the last series. Hannah Rose, what a sentence. Hannah Rose says, genius. Okay, so even though my husband thinks it's hysterical and calls me Sheldon every time I grab this bad boy, superb, I simply don't care because it's damn near genius. Why it's taken me till 40 years old to get one of these, I don't know, but I love it. And the Hubster, don't call him that again, gets a giggle every time I fold laundry. It makes folding everything... Why doesn't he fold the laundry? It makes folding everything so much easier and quicker, and there's something very therapeutic about the process. Once you get into a rhythm, you fly through that laundry basket. It is quite large, but that means it fits larger items of clothing easily and it folds away into a smaller size. I'm very happy with this purchase. It's a nifty little gadget that I never knew I needed. Toby Tarrant.
It's a game changer.
I actually want to order one now because I could show you the pile of T-shirts in my wardrobe, and every time I get them out, they're all scrunched.
I'll tell you what, Tom, that pile of T-shirts you're looking at, you get yourself a Box Fresh T-shirt folder, light work. You will make light work of that pile of T-shirts. It's got, you know, 4.6 star average rating out of 17,000 reviews, and you're going to get some miserable bastards in there anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Who
are the people that take time to review these things, by the way?
Well, Tom Price. I'm writing a review because I'm a new account. the title of the review at the moment is "This Has Changed My Life," and I'm Toby Tarrant. That's the title of the review.
Perfect.
Write a review. What should we say, please, for the review?
My wife would look at me disappointedly every time it was my turn to fold the laundry. However, since buying the, and I would like you to give it its full name, since buying the
Box Legend
clothes folder, T-shirt folder, Board, they've not named that very well.
They never do. Board, easy. Yeah.
I have been able to fold my T-shirts neatly and at a record pace. It has brought a much needed spark back to our relationship and our love life. And she now looks at me with a swollen pride.
Wow. Okay, right. It has brought a much needed spotlight to our love life, and she now looks at me with a swollen pride. Is that what
we're going for? A swollen sense of pride, yeah.
Sense of pride. God, yeah. That was quite an upsetting moment during that sentence. Yeah. Submit. This has changed my life, and I'm Toby Tarrant. There we are.
Subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe, rate, review. And don't forget to leave a review at my main board. Toaster, you'll feel a little closer when you subscribe and rate and review to my Mapwater toaster. And don't forget to say something nice.
The other thing as well, which you've done a hell of a lot, I've got to say, for me, it feels like there's a problem here.
Yeah.
So many headphones.
I know.
So many, many, many in-ear AirPod-y headphones. You have bought almost once a month, you're buying this stuff.
Honestly, Tom, you know, I'm actually glad that you've confronted me with this because I need to confront it myself. Thank you. Yeah. So I hate AirPods, I've decided. I think they're so I know you're wearing a lovely pair. I think technology has gone backwards there. Because I tried them and first of all, I kept losing them. Secondly, I fall asleep listening to podcasts. I can't sleep without something. I used to fall asleep with the TV on and then obviously I got married and it's not really fair on Pippa. So I now sleep with a podcast in. And so my battery would run out in the night. Or I'd forget to charge them and I'd set off for work and then realize I've got no battery. There was nothing wrong with the wired headphones. I also refuse to spend a lot of money on headphones. Sunglasses and headphones. I can't be bothered.
Yes.
But now I lose headphones or because I buy cheap, like $9.99 ones, they break.
I honestly,
I think I must have spent a small fortune. At first I thought, oh, because I don't buy expensive headphones, I'm actually saving money, but not if you're dishing out £10 a month.
Yeah, no, that's what you're buying cheap and you're buying frequently. This is, you do seem to have some sort of subscription model going on, whether it's to Audible or just bits of plastic that you're losing and breaking constantly. And the thing is about the AirPods, and you're right, I don't care if they're good or not. The problem I've had with the AirPods is they give me tinnitus because they're jammed so hard into my ears, right? That's the problem. I can actually hear the other one from the other ear. That's how far in they are.
Yeah.
They are expensive, so you sort of care about them. You don't want to lose them. But ultimately,
I'm currently in between headphones at the minute. And by the way, what that account doesn't show is all the ones I've bought from like a WH Smiths at a train station over the years as well.
Oh, God.
I know. God, it's not all, I think people think, you know, Radio X, it's all sex, drugs, rock and roll. But no. It's WH Smiths headphones, a lot.
It's WH Smiths headphones, and on the 4th of October, it's anti-chafing gel. That is what...
That's because of the sex.
Of course. It is chafing. People don't realize how chafing sex is.
I'll tell you what that is. That is from that was a lifesaver. That is because I was about to pedal a unicorn shaped pedalo down the River Thames for 5 days for charity. And we raised about 280 grand, I think.
Well done.
But I had to chafe my arse and I had to rub anti-chafing gel into my my bottom and testicles and nipples. And then I remembered I was doing the pedalo thing as well, so I started preparing for that. Come on.
Happy coincidence.
August 7th to 16th, Gilded Saloon, Edinburgh Fringe. Come on.
It is. He'll be there every day, pretending that just occurred to him. You've bought a masquerade mask for couples, so everything seems fine there. Strong Eyes Wide Shut vibes here. This is November 2024, Toby.
My cricket club did a fundraising masquerade ball, and masquerade balls are the first time I've ever been to one. They're shit. What's the point of them? It's just, you just wear a stupid mask. It's a nightmare. Every time I have a sip of drink, I had to take it off. It was a complete waste of everyone's time. And whoever came up with that decision should be...
God, it's good that you're calling it out, man. It's about time someone called out masquerade balls.
Nobody's willing to have a go at big masquerade, but I'm willing to take them head on.
That's it, man. Gilded Saloon.
The problem is nobody knows who's running big masquerade because, you know, they're in a mask.
Of course, but so hang on. When someone's got a masquerade on, you can work out who it is, right?
Yeah, it's not like Clark Kent, Superman,
exactly.
Glasses, isn't it? You can still tell. Yeah. Or I love even like Batman gets a free ride. Christian Bale's got the most unmistakable mouth. whenever his I'd actually be offended if Pippa didn't recognize my mouth. Like, his missus like is spending all day hanging out with him, and then he rescues her dressed in a Batman outfit, and all he's done is put on deeper voice, and she's going, never seen that mouth before in my life.
It means nothing to me. And then when they do eventually find out in series 7, they're so shocked, and you're like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
This is stretching credulity. Yeah. Everything else has been feasible. Completely.
I also like the thing that Batman, like, he doesn't kill people because he's better than that, but he just basically throws them off a building and just turns his back to it. He just turns a blind eye to killing people. That's all he does.
He's got a great approach. Samsung earphones, black, £10. You see, this is what he's doing. He's just throwing cash at headphones. And then finally, what we're going to do before I go, and I feel like me going, I'll just sort of leave you here by yourself. Before this finishes, let me put it that way. And we can see now in May 2026, a lot of Amazon Prime business. You're doing your Prime Video. You're doing your Audible Premium. You're doing your, you've fallen for the Paramount Plus business as well.
Yeah, which I don't really understand, because I'm sure I get that free with Sky. I don't even know when I signed up to that. I mean, this is I'm a nightmare, Tom. My accountant once called me up urgently. I sent him all my accounts for the year, and he called me up and said, "Mate, you've had your card scammed." I said, "What?"
Oh God.
He goes, "Yeah, they've cloned your card at this place in Surrey, and they spent like a few hundred quid on it in a few days." I went, "Oh, fuck's sake." So what's it called? They said it's the Running Mayor, and I went, "Oh no, that was me. That's just the pub that I go to drink in." And me and my mate had breakfast, lunch, and dinner in there 3 days in a row. The very quickly, because I know you're pressed for time, but I once went when I was training for the marathon. I went for a training run, and I took my debit card out with me and like my little pouch, and I bloody lost it. And I got home, and I went, "Oh, I've seen it. I don't want to cancel it. I know I've got it somewhere." Anyway. A few days later, I check my account and there's been loads of transactions, and I go, "Oh no." So I have to call up the fraud department. I call up this woman and I say to her, "Right, yeah, I lost my card like 3 days ago and there's been a load of transactions since. They weren't me. I need to like block it. And also, you know, can I get the money back for the transactions?" So I had to go through them all one by one with her. And I was saying to Pippa, I was going, "I don't know who's got my card, but I love them. They're spending money." It was all the pubs I drink in. All like my, the Hippodrome.
Are you sure it wasn't just you? Surely. Well,
it's exactly what it was. It turns out, because I'd used contactless, it takes a few days for the transactions to go through.
So this guy's a legend.
I was going to Pivo. Me and this guy would get along famously. I love that pub. Oh, the Hippodrome.
Are you having that feeling now as I hold this spending mirror up to you now on this, Toby? Surely you're looking at this stuff going, this guy is a cricketing earphone buying legend.
This isn't quite giving me the same. If I saw this list of items, I'd be like, bloody hell, what a loser. sadly, it's me.
It is absolutely you, and there's no denying it. And there's some good things that you bought this year as well, which is a lot of fitness stuff. Well, obviously, you bought the single of The Best by Tina Turner for 99p.
I was DJing at my mate Stag Do. We rented a massive house and we all had to do a DJ set, and the rules were no judgment on playlists. So I whacked a bit of Tina Turner.
Mate, can I just say Magic Radio is waiting for you?
Oh, mate, this is a come and get me plea.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. If Tina Turner's on the playlist.
Honestly.
See you later.
It's such good stuff. You've bought a yoga stick. What the hell? Oh, you bought it, then you've cancelled it. Then you've bought a wooden gymnastics pole for training, yoga, fitness, mobility, and balance. You bought yourself a big stick.
I'll tell you what, they're laughing all the way to the bank. It's somewhere around me. It is literally...
£20, by the way. £20.
It is, honestly.
Stick.
I'll tell you what it was. It's really nice for shoulder mobility. You hold it and you put your shoulders over your back, and it's really nice. But it's honestly, when it arrived, I said, "Oh yeah, of course. It's a piece of wood for 20 quid.
You spent 20 quid on a broomstick. It's amazing. The branding exercise, stick the word yoga in there and it's 4 times more expensive.
Honestly, when it arrived, people went, "Is that it?"
You bought some really stupid things, headphones and a big stick. And then, the GTSE heavy duty sink and drain plunger. We're going to finish on this because it feels like a good place to end dealing as it is with waste. $14.99, 45 centimeters long, extra reach. Are we in a sink situation? Are we in a toilet situation?
We're in a toilet situation. We've got two bathrooms. We're doing all right for ourselves. You know, we're earning. And
separate? Do you cross over? Do you cross streams?
Separate bathrooms. Yeah. But if you must know, I tend to use the main one because the shape of me doesn't.
Oh God, where is this going?
The stuff lands on a not in the water on the one in the spare room. Whereas Pippa's obviously shaped differently. For some reason, hers is perfectly aligned, but mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we talking? Can I? What number are we talking about?
We're talking twos.
Hang on. What is? I always forget the code. Weasel poos. I literally forget the code. We're talking. So
that must have led to some terrible situations over the years.
I'm quite into number ones. What are you doing to me?
You've got to learn those numbers early doors. That's an important numbering. That's the most important numerical system to learn, I'd say.
I'm into number twos. It all just, oh my God.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you have to use a specific toilet which can accommodate the way your body drops things off.
For some reason, when I use the spare bathroom, things land slightly out the water and then I have to give a bit of a tidy up. Oh, whereas for Pippa, it goes down. So I tend to use the main one. But anyway, the two toilets are connected. I don't know anything about plumbing, but they're sort of connected. They share like the waste pipe. Which is, you know, kind of romantic in a way. It's like,
that's lovely. Yes, the couple that shares a waste pipe together stays together. Basically.
It's like a bit like Lady and the Tramp with the spaghetti. Write that down.
That is a truly haunting image.
Write that down for Edinburgh.
Oh, God.
Anyway, our waste pipes got blocked. And then so like if something happened in one toilet, it would sometimes, you know, say hello in the other toilet.
Wow.
But luckily plunger did a fantastic job.
You're basically playing whack-a-turd.
We are, exactly. Yeah. God. Yeah, it's the world's saddest rally.
What a place to leave you. I mean, it's just incredible. It's been a wonderful journey around the shopping history of you.
Has this shifted the dial on my ticket sales, do you reckon?
Should do. Probably in the wrong direction, because they do refunds, of course. So I would suggest you don't check in with the numbers. You can overcheck those numbers and they're never nice.
You can.
But you are at Edinburgh this summer and people must go and see you because you're really great. And I think it's brilliant you've started doing stand-up. And you're going to be at, the Gilded Saloon.
Which is the Gilded Balloons, fancy new venue. And I'll be there August 7th to 16th, 5 p.m, which is a really nice shift to do because it means I can then go and enjoy the festival properly in the evening.
I actually
cannot wait because I love doing radio and I've been doing it for over a decade now. But as you will know as well, you get very used to it, and I would dare say...
The word bored is the one you're...
Well, I was going to say it becomes quite easy after a while. I don't have... You know, when I first started, I had those... I was a bit nervous, and then those disappear after a while, and it's nice to have a bit of nervous energy back about something. So I'm really excited about it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's nice to get the validation of real terror. Toby, it's always a pleasure to chat to you, and... let's know how Edinburgh goes. See you on the other side. Thank you very much for doing My Mate Bought a Toaster. I will now leave your Amazon purchase history. And if there is one thing we can all take away from today, it is the T-shirt folder. That was a moment for me. Was that a moment for you?
It was because, you know, I think I've become complacent actually about what a wonderful bit of kit it is. And it was nice to sort of revisit it.
Bring back the love. Okay, brilliant. I'm happy to provide you with that service. Toby Tarrant, thank you very much indeed.
It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah. My Mate Bought a Toaster. Toaster for my love. Thank God. Toaster.
There you go. My Mate Bought a Toaster for another week. Done. My wife and I will be back next week with a toasted, mainly talking about the T-shirt folder. I'll be honest, there'll be other things as well. Loads of great episodes still to come in the coming weeks. I have got all sorts of brilliant people lined up. Eddie Caddy is going to be coming on. Kevin Eldon, Chesney Hawkes. That's right, you heard. And more besides. Jamelia is doing it. Yes, it's super exciting. So loads of wonderful guests on the way. So if you get a moment to subscribe, that'd be awesome. Don't forget to give us a like and a nice rating and all that gubbins because it really helps get new people over to listen to the podcast. All right, see you next week for Toasted. Bye-bye.